we had some visitors from New York, and we wanted, it was my sister-in-law's daughter and her husband and their child, and we wanted to show them the beautiful Northwest and the Sound. So my sister-in-law asked us to take her out on our 46-foot Grand Banks, the Grand Madison. So we did. We left, and we're headed into Commencement Bay, and four of us were up on the bridge, my brother-in-law and our guest and my nephew, and we saw this beautiful plane, and I remember commenting to my brother-in-law, "Wow, that's a beautiful plane. It looks, it's gliding just like a bird." And it was beautiful. It was just gliding in the air, and then it kept kind of going down, and finally it landed in the water, and which, you know, you kind of have that moment where you blink and you're kind of shocked. So we put the throttles all the way down and got there as fast as we could. I got on the VHF and called the Coast Guard. We got there, we threw them a lifeline with a buoy attached to it. We pulled them around the boat to the stern and got a man was in the water. His mother was in his arms. She couldn't swim. He was wanting us to hurry, which we did. And we got her on board, and we got him on board, and then we took her into the cabin. My wife helped her get her wet clothes off and wrapped her in blankets, and then she sat next to my wife, and my wife just kind of held her and kept her arms around her and tried to, you know, calm her and warm her up. The son appeared to be okay. He was cold and obviously shaken, but I think he had a bruise on his thigh. Was about the only injury that he sustained. And at that point, the Tacoma Fire and Rescue boat showed up, and they boarded us. One of the officers boarded our vessel, determined that probably the best thing to do is to leave her wrapped up. And so we did that, took her to Shenanigans Dock, I think it was, and there we were met with EMTs, got her in a gurney, and took them to the hospital.
Was this the first time you've, well, first of all, do you have any kind of first aid training, or was this just...
Well, all of us, yeah, I've taken several boating classes, and hypothermia is something that we've, you know, that I personally have read the hypothermia process at least once a year, just to keep it in mind, because it's very important that you do the right things. And yeah, you know, you're always, we have first aid on board, and you're always the life ring with a line attached, and, you know, trying to train everybody, here's how you shut the boat down, here's, you know, here's what you do in an emergency. We try and run that drill. So
whenever we go boating, he takes all his grandkids for boating trips in the summer. First thing he does is does a test, a safety test, and he does a drill with all the grandkids to make sure they know what to do if someone goes overboard.
Yeah. So the whole crew did a great job. Everybody helped.
And how many people were on board at that time?
There were nine. There were eight adults, and or no, there was ten. There was eight adults and two little 8-month-old baby and a 2-year-old boy.
No.
So.
Great. Is this the
busy?
Is this the first time that you've actually had to act
on
your training?
No. No. Actually, this summer in Oro Bay, right in Anderson Island, a sailboat had tipped over in a pretty severe wind, probably 20 knot winds, and no one had seen it. I got a call from my neighbor. We were on our boat anchored in Oro Bay, so I got my dinghy in the water, and I didn't see where the people were. I knew the direction, so I went and finally saw them and got to them. By the time I pulled them out of the water, they were probably less than 5 minutes away from from drowning as well. So it's been a busy year for pulling people out of the water.
And how close, it seemed like you said the man's mother who didn't know how to swim, I mean, how close was she to drowning?
Well, I'd say she was hypothermic. She was, again, I would say he was treading water because the plane had already sank. And probably 5 more minutes they both wouldn't have made it. Yeah. You know.
So, you know, after, you know, they have them all wrapped up and stuff like that, at what point do the profuse thank you things
come? Oh, the lady was, when Margaret was holding her, it was constant. Yeah. You know, thank you so much. Yeah, they were very, very grateful. You know, you think, well, first of all, you get in a mid-air collision, and I can imagine what was going through his mind. You know, okay, I'm going to try and get the plane down safe. So he gets the plane down safe. And from what I know of aviation, he did a great job of doing that, very skillful. And then, okay, I made it. You know, we're still alive, Mom. Now we got to get out of the airplane. So they do that. And then to be faced with hypothermia and drowning, that was their next hurdle. And fortunately, you know, just through the grace of God, I don't know, we happened to be in the right place at the right time. And
were there any other boats in the area?
No. Oh. There wasn't. They wouldn't have made it.
Gotcha. Well,